Yeah, no, I'm just curious what the price point's going to be, you know, if it's going to be a savings or whatnot. I'll probably buy three of them when he's got them available and then, you know, guinea pig them here. Because I've got a full MTR set up here, so I could definitely utilize them. So we shall see. The only thing is going to be a challenge is if I go for the onboard GPS. Because right now I'm remoting my GPS so that I don't have to have really, really long GPS antenna leads. And because, you know, I've got one of my, you know, about 75 foot to get to an outside view of the sky. So I'd rather move the, you know, GPS unit out to, you know, within a normal GPS antenna length of the outside than try to run the antenna that distance, you know, with all the, with those frequencies and the loss and everything with that RG174 type cable. So that would be the only thing, but the onboard GPS is intriguing as well. But anyhow, I digress. I'll look into it. I'll check with him and see what he's going to charge for those. All right, sounds good. Okay. All right, I'm going to get back to it and talk to you later. AVP here.